Welcome to day 5 of Audiomo from Bosnia and Herzegovina, the heart-shaped country in the middle of Southeast Europe. I'm David, and my 30-day challenge will be to tell you as much as I can about this often misunderstood country. I have a plan. Well, do I have a plan? I have an idea of what the 30 days might sound like, but as I wake up every morning, other things sort of like get in the way. Last night, for example, Tamara's father came into the living room with a carrier bag and said, "Oh, there's a present." And inside were some things that had arrived from the United Kingdom. Tamara's cousin lives in London and had given a driver who was coming through the region a carrier bag to deliver. And it had some things for our dogs, some medication that we can't get here in the country, and, would you believe, a 600-gram tub of Marmite. Yes, love it or hate it, I love it. But it's one of the things that I miss so much about the UK. And you just can't get it here. Before the pandemic, I was able to get back once or twice a year, and I'd get my supplies and bring them back. And then Tamara and I, she's one of the few foreigners, I think, that likes Marmite. But I used to bring back my supplies and also go to Tesco's and get other stuff and bring it back. Things that I just couldn't get here and I could have. Sort of like my luxury box. And then I was listening to some Audiomos. I put half an hour aside a day to listen and got stimulated for today by John, who's at On The Superfly on Twitter, who posted that he was in Cornwall eating a Cornish pasty. And I love Cornish pasties. So, John, you're not alone in this. And I remember getting back to the UK pre-pandemic. I'd land at Heathrow and my daughter lives near Reading. I'd take the Rail Air Link bus to Reading Railway Station. And before taking either a local bus or a taxi onwards to the village where my daughter lives outside Reading in South Oxfordshire, I'd always stop at the West Cornish Pasty Company, I think it's called. And I would just sit down there with a cup of tea and a Cornish pasty and just people watch before onward going. So I made a list because of that stimulation of what I miss. Yes, I miss Marmite. I won't be missing Marmite now for the next few months because I've got a 600-gram tub. It's amazing. You might have seen the photograph that I posted on Twitter. I miss hot cross buns at Easter time. Having said that, Tamara decided to try and make them here. She looked around for recipes and found there's a truck with wood going past in the village. She found a recipe on the BBC site, and over the years she's refined it. And so although I say I miss hot cross buns, Tam has made a pretty good substitute, so I don't know if that really counts. They really, really do taste good. And all our relatives here, the extended family, guests and neighbours, who at first will turn their nose up at what is this, they love them too. So hot cross buns, mint jelly with lamb, or even mint sauce with lamb. Miss that a lot. You don't get it here. You get lamb. You know, when we have a roast leg of lamb in the pub or at home on a Sunday, they don't do roast legs of lamb. They do whole spit roasts of lamb, which they then eat during the week. Most of these animals, by the way, where we live, are slaughtered the day before. We don't have too many lambs around here, but Tam's father goes to a village in an area called Manjača, which is about 30 kilometres south of Banja Luka. He rings up his friend there, and as he's leaving in the morning from here to drive south, the animal's dispatched and sorted out. Her father then brings the animal back. We then stick it on a spit and we roast it here. I love lamb, and the first time that I put mint sauce and mint jelly that I brought from England on the table, it I was looked at as being a heretic. Even today, people say, how can you have it? Tam will not eat it. I think, does she have lamb? Yeah, I think she has the jelly on occasions, but nobody does it. Nobody does it at all here. So yeah, mint jelly, I don't get it. I tried to make mint sauce on my own and just made a mess of it. A takeaway curry. We don't have curries here. No way. Well, yeah, curries, but not an Indian curry. There are no Indian restaurants here and very few Chinese restaurants. And those Chinese restaurants that are in the main owned by locals. Goes without saying there's no fish and chips. I also miss builder's tea. Tea is drunk in the Southeast Europe, especially in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But it's normally drunk without milk. It's normally herbal-based tea, things like mint teas and chamomile teas and things like that, but not tea like people in the UK, where I come from, like to enjoy. I love builder's tea, and pre-pandemic I used to bring tins. I like the the collector's items tins full of Yorkshire tea. Don't have any of that anymore, but builder's tea I miss. Having said that, I'm going to try and compensate by finding out how the Turkish people drink their tea, because they drink them out of glass. So I'm going to try and do that. But back to the Cornish pasty, and this one's for John as well. Here in Bosnia, we have burek, which I think is the Balkan equivalent of a Cornish pasty. It's made in phyllo pastry. It's cooked either in the oven or under a satch, which is like a wok, really, a two-piece wok. One, the bottom piece is where you put your food, in this case your pie that you've made, the burek, and then you put the top on it. And then they bury it in hot ash, and the skill is to know when what is inside is ready. So burek you can buy on the street, along the road. There's always places selling burek. Burek in Bosnia and Herzegovina has got meat in it, spicy meat, which is absolutely gorgeous. In other parts of the Balkans, they call it pita and different types of pita. But here we call it burek. You can get meat if you're a vegetarian. You can have spinach or cheese, sirenica, which is also very, very tasty. And mushrooms. Mushroom is available normally when the Orthodox Christians go through their fasting periods in their religious calendar, because they're not allowed to have meat at that time. So, things I've missed, food things that I've missed about the UK being in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Lots of things, though, replace those and the feelings of missing things. The local food here is to die for, and we'll be talking more about local food in coming audio modes. So I hope that's a little bit more information about Bosnia, but from a perspective where I miss things by being here. Ask me if I want to go back to the UK. The answer is no. I don't think I'll ever do it, apart from holidays, of course. Living the dream, no place is perfect, but today, under a massive apple tree, in the shade, at before 9 o'clock in the morning, 22 degrees, sun, blue skies, no cloud. Oh, and the grass that I was talking about yesterday has now been cut throughout the property, and it has that smell of freshly mown hay. I'm not a farming person. I grew up in London, so if I'm using phrases and terminology that's wrong, I apologise. Right, let's get back and get this uploaded. Oh, I forgot. Today's piece of music is from a group called the Dubioza Collective. They are from Bosnia and Herzegovina. They're a bunch of crazy guys. They're my favourite band from the region. I've met them quite a few times and done some interviews and podcasts with them. This tune is called No Escape from the Balkans, and they're singing in English. But if you want to get the full flavour of the song, you need to check out the video on YouTube. It just tells the story of today's Bosnia and Herzegovina, a country which all the young people want to leave. They think that everywhere else is paved with gold. So until the next Audiomo, tomorrow on a Sunday, Dobrodenja and ciao for now.
Escape from Balkan.